the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
Hi there, ho there. It's another Chubbs Gone Wild. This is episode 6443. Or, if I read it right, it would be 644. This is recorded on June 1st, 2026. Happy Pride Month to you, too.
Oh, were you expecting me to answer that? Yes. You know I hate Pride Month.
What? How can you hate Pride Month? You are so full of pride. You're actually a Leo, and Leos are lions, and lions have prides, so therefore you are prideful.
Yeah, but not, you know, I just feel I don't need to flaunt it.
Girl, you flaunt it every time you get up and head toward the bathroom. I've heard stories. All right. It is... I don't know.
I know. It's just, if it made sense at all, it might be funny, but, leave the comedy to the bear.
Oh, I am the bear.
Yeah, not a good one. All right. One.
It's 19. Shish. It's
come
not
on, you
29
can do this.
Degrees. It's 92 degrees in
Subland. It was 70 degrees at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. What was that about?
Oh, wait, it's June. Okay. We're all right then. Come on.
It was raining in 70, 4 days ago?
Well, think about it. With the exception of that weird March.
Yeah.
And kind of a warm February.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a really pleasant spring.
That's true.
And we haven't had 100 day yet. And we're into June, which is odd for Sacramento.
That's true, but I'll take it.
You'll take the 100?
No, I'll take the under the 100.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It is 33 days until Independence Day. 15th. My numbers are fucked up today. 152 until Halloween and 207 until Christmas.
What about Trump's birthday?
Well, Flag Day, it's 14 days until Flag Day. 13 days until Flag Day, I guess. But yeah, the other does not exist. La la la.
Well, what I love about it is, well, you heard about the concert, right? The whole concert series that he got planned that he didn't ask anybody, correctly. And
right.
And out of the, I think it was 9 or 10 people, he's only got 2 acts left that didn't back out, and that's Vanilla Ice. And it wasn't Milli Vanilli because they've backed out.
Oh, no, there's only one. But, when Milli Vanilli says no to a concert,
Yeah.
That's bad. That's bad.
I agree. Well, and George Michael,
Brett Michaels. How'd that happen? What?
Brett Michaels.
Oh, yes. I heard about that too.
And Martina McBride. I thought they would be a little more,
Yeah, they were all Trump.
But even they went, no.
Yeah. They're like, we're done.
Oh, it's CC Music Factory is the one. And it's only one member of CC Music Factory that's left.
Right.
And he's going to do it just to spite all the people that told him not to.
Really? Because
that's what he was
heard he had canceled.
That's what he was saying online. So we'll see.
That's weird. But even what was the other group that Morris Day and the Time? Like there's hardly any of them left. They need the money, and they said, nope, we're out.
Well, the thing is, they need the money. If you're working for Trump, you won't get paid.
Right. Well, the other thing
So,
that got me is
yeah.
how did these bands who get signed up even to the other one in the first place?
Oh, it's what happens is all these bands, all these older bands, they basically rev up for the summer,
Well, yeah, and I
because
could see them going to the Pride offense and, things like that. I mean, we see
well,
the
because it was
revival,
they were
but
told it was a 250 celebration of the US, and it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be over the the 2 week like a 10 day period. It's going to be concerts every night. It's going to be fabulous. And so they're going, okay. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, this is a Trump's birthday party thing. No.
Right, I just like if
It's
it's
called
going to be
it.
this huge cultural event,
Yeah.
who goes, hey, Milli Vanilli, do you want to be part of this?
Well, that's the whole thing. The other people, the other people that are actually touring, the Queen and the
19.
all those big people, they wouldn't have, well, first of all, they wouldn't get close to that. Although
Neither one.
Springsteen is doing 250 concert, but in the fall, and it's not for Trump.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
but yeah, these people, so many, I mean, basically, everybody you can think of that's still out there is tours during the summertime because they get a nice little boost. They might make, I don't know how much they would make, but I guess depends on who it is and what the series is. Because a few years ago, it was Backstreet Boys with TLC, and I think it was, oh, Salt and Pepper. They all toured. And oh, and
They
Rob,
were,
and Rick Ashley. Ashley, yeah. So the four groups, they go out there, they do like two or three songs a piece, and it's a nice 2 hour concert for the audience, and they get to see all these famous people. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago, Brian went to see the Fifth Dimension in concert, and there was only one dimension left. That was touring. There's some of them are still. The other, like Marilyn McCoo, is still alive, but they didn't want anything to do with it.
Well, Lionel Richie, he toured recently, and that was a
Right.
huge thing. I mean, and I love these revival, what say revival. Some of them are revival, and some of them are, been going, and we just haven't heard about them for a while. So
Right.
I love all that. But yeah,
I
not
mean, look,
sure.
Manilow's got his, he's back on tour again after
It's out.
his lung
Sickness.
cancer, and he's back on tour because this is his farewell tour, whatever that means anymore. And he's got a new album coming out on the 5th. So, and
Awesome.
it's a studio album too. It's not a compilation or something. It's a all the songs are new,
Excellent.
and he's touring, and but a lot of these people are doing that. Madonna's got a new album coming out too, and she's touring.
I hope that's a decent album for her. I was just talking with Nephi about her, about the issue that I have with her is that she has not accepted her diva status. She's still trying to be new and reinvent herself and be relevant instead of realizing that she didn't have to do that.
Well, first of all,
She's a diva.
she's going to be 68 in August.
Right,
Okay, you
exactly.
you're not you don't have to holiday at you can, but it's called your tour with your hits, because no one wants to really hear new music from you. We just want to hear all our old favorites.
And I don't mind throwing in some new music and stuff like that. Bette does that. But when you are like Cher and Cindy and Cyndi Lauper, of course, and for anyone that doesn't know who Cindy is, and Barbara, and these are people that hit a certain level, realize, and are like, I'm good. I don't have to prove anything anymore. And then they just like bloom into this amazing, like, like unquestioned status, and Madonna is still trying to compete with these younger people, and it's
Christine
like, you don't
Aguilera. No,
need to do
not
that.
Christina. Sabrina Carpenter. She went in and showed up at Sabrina Carpenter's concert when she was doing Coachella. And it's like, oh, you're just a, look, who's the old lady?
Right. And it's
And
like, you know, you're Madonna. You don't need to do that. You haven't needed to do that for years, but she's still trying to, and it just,
yeah.
I don't get it. Anyway.
Well, it come on. It happens. I mean, does Barry Manilow need to bring out a new album? No, but
Well,
he
no, but I'm saying it's wonderful that he does, but he's Barry
sure.
Manilow. You know, he's not like, oh, he's still competing against, you know.
Yeah, he's trying to be better than Ed Sheeran. You know, it's like,
Right. And it's
no,
like, no, he's Barry Manilow. He's
there's no
awesome no
need.
matter what he does. So, yeah. Anyway, all right. Hey, you know what? Let's take a moment for an affirmation. I let go of comparison and embrace my own magic. Oh, that's sweet.
Too bad that's not you.
Oh, girl, it is. I don't
Oh, it's.
compare myself to anyone anymore. There is no comparison. I'm better. I'm a diva. I'm a podcasting diva. Now let's talk
That I'll
about
give you that.
Patreon. What?
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, you've been doing this for
19 years.
19 years. I know I started in, so I'm about 13, 14 years.
Yeah. You are right there, girl.
Well, I remember you talking about podcasts, and I'm going, I don't even know what that is. How do you
Okay.
find these things? Where are they?
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're going, well, it's a streaming thing, and you find it on, well, it's too hard to explain to you. And I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And then I'll, because, well, at of course, at some one point, you had to be associated with a group too.
Yeah,
You know,
it
you were,
helped to have that
sure.
work that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
Okay,
right.
go ahead.
Well, let's talk about Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stas H from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can be part of our little family for as little as $1 a month. Now, let's talk about some history, some headlines from history, and there's a lot of them today, so here we go. Starting with 1792, when Kentucky became the 15th state admitted to the United States. And then 4 years later, Tennessee became the 16th state admitted to the United States. And we all know how that turned out. Also, it's 1812. President James Madison asked Congress to declare war on Great Britain, which led to the War of, well, 1812. 1869, Thomas Edison received the first patent for the electric vote recorder. Woohoo! And in 1916, Louis Brandeis became the first Jewish justice confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. 1938, Superman made his comic book debut in Action Comics number 1. And 1969, seven, the Beatles released the landmark album St. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in the UK.
Sergeant Peppers.
Yeah, that's what I said. 1974, the Heimlich maneuver was first published in a medical journal. In 1980, CNN launched as the world's first 24-hour television news network. And in 2009, General Motors filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. And finally, in 2011, Space Shuttle Endeavour completed its final landing after 25 space missions. Ooh. So. All right, there were some celebrity births starting in 1801 with Brigham Young, the religious leader and founder of the Salt Lake City, founder of Salt Lake City. By the way, yes, he is a distant relation of mine. He was the husband of my third cousin 4 times removed. So that means like related by rumor. 1926, Marilyn Monroe. In 1939, seven, Morgan Freeman. 1937. Wow. Okay. In 1973, Heidi Klum. In 1974, Alanis Morissette. In 1981, Amy Schumer. What's she up to these days? And then 1996, well, Tom Holland, known for portraying Spider-Man. And just a general little fun fact, June 1st is the most star-studded birthday of the year, sharing birthdays with, well, as you heard. Yeah. And then finally, celebrity deaths. Well, Adolf Eichmann was executed in Israel in this 1962. And finally, 1968, Helen Keller died at age 87.
It was interesting. A friend, not a friend, a girl I worked with years ago, because it was, we always would like, everyone was like, your birthday was celebrities were born on your birthday. And mine was always jam packed. I mean, my birthday had so many people, still has so many people. But the only notable person on hers was Denzel Washington.
Oh,
And I thought, well, that's a
a
pretty good one right
notable
there.
birthday, huh?
That wasn't a big deal because, he's black.
Oh my
I
gosh.
know, I know. The same person who said, oh, great, you make gays get married and then what? They're going to marry their dogs next?
That's
Yeah,
ridiculous.
it was very, I was taken back. That was said to me.
That is so, yeah, I don't fucking get that.
Yeah.
Okay, what the fuck is going on with Checkaday? Our systems detected unusual traffic from your computer network. This is a page that wants you and doesn't want robots. Ugh.
What do you?
Okay, what?
I don't see it on this. Where does it say this?
It's popping up. I'm trying a different browser and it pops
Oh.
up just fine. Okay, I don't know what the fuck that's about. All right, moving on. And now it's applying coupon codes. Oh, I wonder if their site is fucked up.
Yeah, I'm sure it's their site.
Well, yeah. Oh yeah, there's all sorts of ads and everything else pop. Oh, okay. So they didn't like that my browser has an ad blocker and they're starting to get bitchy about it. All right. Well, it seems like today, June 1st, there's a lot of days, holidays that we may didn't celebrate today. So let's start with Dare Day. Have you taken a dare today?
Dare Day?
Yeah, like I dare you
No,
to.
I don't do dares.
Yeah, I don't either. That was when I was much younger. We have Dinosaur Day. Well, we both celebrated that. It's also Don't Give Up the Ship Day. All righty, I won't. Flip a Coin. Nope. Global Day of Parents. I think we've all had them. Heimlich Maneuver Day. Yay.
You know what
International.
that is?
Yeah. International Children's Day. No, thank you. National Thank God It's Monday Day. All righty. Go Barefoot Day. Do you go barefoot in the house?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, I've got plantar fasciitis, so I'm not supposed to be barefoot.
Oh, I just have sensitive, yeah, feet. It's better for shoes.
Well, I just know that when I walk around a pool, I leave full footprints. Yeah, it's painful.
National Hazelnut Cake Day. I don't know if I've ever had
Yeah,
hazelnut cake. Interesting. Somebody wants to bring one by, I'll try it. National Nail Polish Day. Yeah, not my thing. National Olive Day. Nope. Pen Pal Day.
I like the color olive though.
Oh yes, that's very nice. I mean, I like olives, but
But I
I
don't.
don't go out of my way for them.
No olives, no pickles, you know me.
Yeah, for me it's no Jell-O. National Pen Pal Day. Well, I may not have celebrated that today, but goodness knows I've celebrated it in the past, and I have a whole bunch of people on my Facebook that were pen pals when I was a teenager. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing to me. National Year New Year's Resolution Recommitment Day. Yeah, fuck that. Oscar the Grouch Day.
Ew, really? Is that a thing?
What?
Recommitment? Who's even gone who's gone this far?
Oh, I know, right? Like, no, that's not happening. Oscar the Grouch Day. I do believe Brian's at work. So, some say something nice day.
No.
Wow. You never say anything nice anymore. All
I,
right.
that's because I'm evil Tom Day.
Oh, that's true. All right. Say something. Oh, we said that. Stand for Children Day. No, thank you. Wear a dress day. Have you worn a dress today?
No, he won't let me.
Oh, I don't know.
I still want like a nice flowy caftan for the house.
You know, I actually hate to admit it, I guess, but I would be very happy with that some days. Not every day, but there are some days I'm just like, I just
No,
want to throw
yeah,
it on.
summer, you're out by the pool, you don't want to get
Yes.
too much sun, or you're just in the house and you're making dinner, but you
Yeah.
don't want to be standing there in your underwear. No, you
Right.
got a caftan on.
Yeah. I actually would like to have a caftan. I just think that would be fun. Yeah. Anyway, also World Milk Day.
Yuck.
I might have some milk later, but okay. All right. Well, those were very interesting-ish holidays. Next up, we do have some birthdays, if my browser will let me go to birthdays. Bueller. Bueller. Come on. There we go. Happy birthday to Cheryl Trigmakowski. Yes. Cheryl Mikowski. That was a character back in the early days of podcasting. Gross as they come, but still somehow funny. All right. We also have a happy birthday to Aaron Dale. Oh my goodness. He was a husband of one of our Sacramento men who he's dreamy. All right. We also have Philip, Mark, Jeff, Robert, Daniel. Oh, sweet listener, Daniel. And oh, another Daniel. There we go. We got Tim, Gregory, Jenny, Donnie, William, Drew. We have Orla, who is a distant cousin's wife of mine.
Oh,
And she is awesome. She is so awesome. You would love her.
is this one of those made
It's
up
actually,
things?
this is one of those. So you know the one 23andMe. Okay, so I found one of the. They send you a list of like, here's your new relatives, and that are finally checked in with their blood. And one of them was like in a rainbow thing and was like a obvious lesbian. So I actually reached out to her and I said, I'm glad to know that there's another family member in the family. And we ended up friending each other on Facebook right away, and and her wife friended me too. So they're very, very cool. But yeah. Anyway, also to Juan Carlos, who is one of, what does he do now? He's the head of the Latino or Puerto Rican center in New York. New York? Connecticut. Anyway, happy birthday, everybody. Do, do, do. What do we got next, Tom? It's time for Chub Hugs. I want to send a chub hug to everybody who's feeling prideful today.
Well, I want to send a chub hug to all the people who want to feel pride, but they constantly have to hear Donald Trump's voice,
Ugh.
which and this is his birthday month, and we're going to have to hear so much bullshit over the next, at least the next 2 weeks, that we all need to take a chub hug and just and a big breath maybe, and that'll help.
Well, my this is my mom's birthday month. Her birthday is 2 days after Flag Day, and yeah, so
And
I have a
one day
fun.
before Barry Manilow's birthday.
Yay! Yeah, it's kind of odd because there was my grandmother's birthday, and then my mom's birthday is like the next day, and then 2 days later is my uncle's birthday. So it was a family of Geminis. How does a Scorpio cope? All right. Well, let's jump into our feedback. And Mr. Dennis, who was responding to Tom's question of what is Halloween like in Salem, Massachusetts, when you live there, he wrote in and said, it's a fucking zoo. They start coming earlier and earlier every year. We call it Septober. But we do all the festivities. We like when Hocus Pocus actors show up. Oh, that would
Yeah,
be.
I figured it would be a zoo. I just that cures me from wanting to go there in either September or October,
Yeah.
because it'd be cool. But then I think it'd only be cool during that time period. Otherwise, it's a city with a history. So
Right.
I
Yeah.
don't know. Yeah, well.
I think it would be great and fun to go just to go and, see it and everything. But yeah,
Sure.
I don't know. Lots of people. Yeah. Sean says Gorf was what a great arcade was also a great arcade game. It had multiple levels, some of which were based on other games like Space Invaders and Galaxian, which makes total sense because yeah, I can see that, but I'm glad somebody else liked Gorf as well.
Did you like Frogger?
I was really late to the Frogger thing, but when it was on Nintendo, I did like it. But you like it for an hour or so and then kind of boring.
Yeah, we actually have the stretch of road here at Stockton Boulevard,
Yeah.
basically between 14th and Fruit Ridge, that we have referred to as Frogger Road. And
Oh.
it's because there are plenty of crosswalks, but people don't use those.
Right.
So for years, you would be driving up to the gym or to the grocery store, and there's another, somebody who was running across the street because they couldn't walk 20 feet down to the
Crosswalk.
crosswalk,
Yeah.
and they get hit by a car. So that was Frogger Lane.
Did you ever play that? I don't know if it was a phone game or what, but it was one that like you collected cats.
Cats?
Cats. Yeah,
No.
like people were like going crazy over like, oh, there's this one little cat that finally showed up in my game and. And I don't know what they did. They fed it or petted it or something, and it finally stayed and they collected it. I don't know. It was
I
weird.
think you're making this up.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be one of our listeners that probably know exactly what I'm talking about and will
True, true.
write in and comment.
Well, when you got thousands of listeners, eventually
Yes.
somebody's got to play it.
Right. All right. Well, it's time for some soul. Oh, very sad celebrity deaths.
Oh, celebrity deaths?
Yes. Well, there's just the one this time, thankfully.
Yeah, Commodore's co-founder and former bassist, Ronald LePred, has died at 75. And probably another reason why they aren't going to be playing at the White House. So.
That's true. Well, that's sad. But what's not sad is all the fun things that Tom is about to tell you about with
Well,
his.
first of all, it's like my list has never been this short, ever.
I
Ever.
noticed that.
So let's see. MasterChef, I don't know if you've watched any of it. This time around, what they have is, it's by continents, Not incontinents, but
Yeah.
continents. And it's the Americas, Asia, and Asian and the South Pacific, Africa, and what you call Europe. They count Australia and Pacific. So, and it's but what happens is they all get the same, you know, they're going, okay, you're going to be doing, you know, like, you know, they say what they want them to do, but we want you to do it in a way that who you're representing. So if you're representing South Africa, what would a South African, this they didn't do, but do this, but like Eggs Benedict, you can always rev up Eggs Benedict in a different way. They didn't do it, but I'm saying this is like an example. So it's an Eggs Benedict where, you know, like traditionally it's just the hollandaise, the egg, the Canadian bacon, and an English muffin. But I've seen it done with, you know, like pastrami. I've seen it done with, instead of English muffins, it's done with hash browns. It's done with, you know, you can do whatever you want. There's it. It's really open for interpretation. So, but the problem is that if you're in some like a situation of you're from the Middle East and it's like they don't have anything compared to Eggs Benedict, then what do you do? It's very, I hate the limitations that they're putting on the people. They want them, you need to represent the place you're from. And it's like, you want me to make a chicken sandwich, okay? And so it's that kind of thing. It's weird. RuPaul, we're on the second bracket of the All-Stars. And this one has like lots of, actually it's kind of funny. There's, and I can't remember all their names, but there's this one queen. She's been on, she hasn't been on since like season three or something. And she never smiles. She always, you can see she's thinking. And what she reminds me of, she's always thinking while she's dancing or doing whatever she's doing. Remember the character in Priscilla, the older queen, Terrence, Stamp, how he never smiled. He was always, you know, he knew all the dance moves, but it was just, he's going through the process. There was never a big smile on his face. That's who this queen reminds me of. And they are always going, can she smile? Can she, you know, this? And it's like, no, that's her thing. She's the staunch old queen that's been doing this for years, kind of thing. And then you've got, what's the big girl's name?
Silky nutmeg
Oh,
skin.
Silky Mc. Silky Nutmeg, Ganache. First of all, she's lost a bunch of weight. And this time around, instead of being mean and horrible, she's like, she didn't win the first week, and they're going, so are you upset? And she's going, no, I'm trying to figure out why I didn't get it, and how I can do this better. And it's like, oh, okay, she's been through some therapy. This is good. Because it's so much smarter than just being the bitch, the mean bitch too. So it's and it's I do like the All Star because they give them three episodes to shine. So you get a better feel for these queens, and I like that part. There's new Tom Segura's Netflix series. It's called Bad Thoughts. And this is season two, and basically it's like skits, kind of like you used to have with the Penn and no, not Penn and Teller, no,
Key and Peele.
Key and Peele. So it's little skits, like he had one where the doctor, he's going to his doctor, and the doctor says, "What if you could take a pill that would make you, you know, you say whatever you want to say, you do whatever you want to do, no, and nothing's, nothing, you're not held back by anything." And so he takes the pill and he's walking around slapping people, for no reason, knocking food out of the fat guy's hand. Stop eating so much. Oh, that's a horrible outfit. And then he kills some people, and then then he gets killed. And it's like, oh, I guess that's not a good idea after. It's just weird. It's just weird, funny stuff. The first season, he was a he's a hired assassin who ends up getting diarrhea while he's trying to do what he's do his job, and now he's shit his pants, and now what is he gonna do? He can't get away because he can't get into the car, that his rental car, because he's gonna get shit all over it. Now he's got to find clothes to change before the people come and arrest him. So it's just bizarre stories, and the show itself, each episode's like 14, 15 minutes long, and there's three skits in it, and it's clever and it's filthy. So I think you might like it. Then there's The Burrows, which is new on Netflix as well, and this is about, it's Alfred Molina, who you know best as Dr. Octopus, but everyone knows him as the guy in the opening of Raiders of the Lost Ark that helps Indiana Jones get in to the very first place. And I met him, and I was talking to him. And he, if you go back and look at his film history, he's got all these great little tiny roles that he did. I mean, because anyone that's seen Indiana Jones knows that when you do this, that's the guy waiting for Indiana Jones to grab the idol, and then he throws him the idol, and then he gets dunk through the thing. Okay, that's him. So anyway, really nice guy, but he's a senior now, and he's at a senior complex out in the desert somewhere. You got Alfre Woodard; it's also in it. Thelma Louise, Thelma,
Gina.
or was it Louise?
Gina.
Anyway, I'm blank on her name, and I shouldn't be because I love her, Gina Davis. So it's got this really good cast, and what's happening is there's something that's trying to kill these seniors. And they're trying to figure out why. It starts off at the very beginning. Dee Wallace from whatchamacallit, E.T., mom from E.T., she gets killed first, right out of the thing. And there's this creature. So right now I'm only three or four into it, and it's a fun show. It's a very fun show. Because it's always nice to see, it's like Cocoon. It's nice to see a group of older actors, because Gina Davis and Alfre Woodard, these people are in their 60s and 70s now. So it's nice to see them get roles. And it's a limited series, but it's very good. It's called The Burrows. There's a new show from the Big Mouth people called Mating Season, which is about these. It's a group friend of animals. They're all young animals. There's a raccoon, a deer, a bear, and a fox. And the fox is a lesbian. The raccoon's just always fucking anything he can. The bears can't keep a girlfriend, and the deer is like, she's kind of a hoe. And it's all these animals are fucking all the time. It's really weird, but it does have it's funny. It's like Big Mouth. I remember we saw Big Mouth. I watched two or three episodes and go, I don't find this funny at all. And then the pandemic hit, and then I said, well, let's go back and give it another chance. And then we couldn't get enough of it. So hopefully I'm going to feel that way about this. We started The Marvelous Miss Maisel, which Sean hadn't, he maybe had seen a few here and there, but he really didn't watch it. So we're kind of, nothing's on TV, so find something to watch. And what are you looking for, your hat? Your new hat's over there on the hat rack. Okay. So Marvelous Maisel, so funny, so well written. You never watched it, did you?
No, I watched like half an episode.
Yeah, put it on your list. It's on Prime, so it's good to go. We finished up Modern Family, the entire 11 seasons, And I know that I had said that the like the from 9 to 11, it was like they were really focusing as much on the kids as they were on the adults.
Yeah.
And now when I watched it again, it didn't really bother me as much. So, but it was nice seeing the whole series all over again. But how do you feel when you get, let's say, when you get done with Charmed and you watch the whole season or all the seasons and then you're done, and do you feel like I might not ever see them again? My friends, they're these, I'm never going to know what they're never going to have another story. That, it's just, it's kind of sad.
I feel that way more with like The Good Witch when, because it's just such a fun, nice show. It makes you feel like you're part of the group, part of the family. I mean,
Yeah.
Charmed is, but
I know what you're talking,
yeah. So yes, I absolutely, I feel like where my friends go, who do I talk to now?
Oh, okay. Here was a question we had. If you were going to be, let's say you were going to be, the TV was real, series are real, which series are you going to throw yourself into and live in that series?
I would pick The Good Witch because whatever bad happens isn't that bad, and it's resolved within a few episodes usually. And then there's also magic in living in a town where everybody supports each other and is nice, and
Yeah, we
it would be a happy place.
went to Cougar Town.
That would be nice. That would be a good one.
Because we're gonna buy out the bitch that lives next door, and move in there, or because I was even saying, oh, it's too bad we didn't know these people earlier, because we could have bought, Grayson's house after he got married, and we could have moved in there before Lori and Travis. And it's like, I sound like an insane person, but yeah,
Yeah, but
so
no,
anyway.
I know what you mean though.
Yeah, and then there's a n new show on, well, somewhat new. It's just finishing up on Apple TV called Widow's Bay, and this is about, we've only seen a couple episodes, but it's about the mayor. It's kind of centering around the mayor. He is he didn't grow up on Widow's Island. Or Widow Bay Island, but he ended up moving there and living there most of his life. But there's the people who live on the island think that they can't leave the island, because the people who have left the island, who b were born there, they die almost right away after they move back to the mainland. And so there's all this curses and mysteries and silliness going on. And it's it starts off, there's a fog that comes in. It's like the fog. Everyone's like, oh, the fog's coming in. Disaster's happening. We had that earthquake. Oh my God, the lights went out. Oh, it's the curse. And so we're kind of in getting into what's the curse, and is there a curse? What was it? But it's silly enough that it kept our attention. We watched it the first time, and I think we were drinking. And then I said, we have to watch this again because I have no idea what happened. And then after we watched it, it's like, I know we watched the whole thing, but I don't remember any of that happening. And it, because it was, I mean, a lot happened in the first episode. And then finally, we've got the Tony Awards on Sunday, coming up next Sunday. I think it's the 5th. And so we've got, it should be pretty exciting. I think that we're going to see a lot of Lost Boys and Shugma Doom awards, as well as the Death of a Salesman should be picking up quite a few as well.
That was a
So,
hard one.
now what?
Said that was a hard one. I read that play for one of my classes. It was a hard. I know I just read it for myself.
Yeah, I remember in my sophomore year in college, I was in an advanced acting class, and And I remember they gave me and this girl, the husband and wife, Willie Loman and Linda Loman, and it's a scene on a stoop outside. We just did the scene, and we kind of just did it. It was not a we didn't put that much effort into it, and we both got A pluses because we brought dimension that the professor never had thought about for these characters. And it's like we're going, okay, we didn't do shit, but all right, sure. We memorized the lines, I guess. There you go. That's probably a plus. But yeah,
Cool.
so I've always had a spot for Death of a Salesman, although I've never played more than just that. Or even I mean, I know I've seen it when Dustin Hoffman did it on television, and but I don't think I've ever seen the play live. But it's playing right now at the Winter Garden Theater, which is where Mamma Mia was and Back to the Future was. Huge house, and they but what they're saying is it's got Nathan Lane and Laurie Metcalf starring, and they said where the musicals aren't filling up the houses, this one is. Because I mean, you got to think about it. It's a play, and they have playhouses that probably are 500 to 800 seats, and then they've got the musical ones that are over 1,000 to 1,500 seats. And so I think Winter Garden's pretty big, and they're selling it out, so that's very exciting. But and it's funny because they go, yeah, all of a sudden they're giving us a Death of Salesman that no one's asked for, and now everybody has to see. So it was a nice surprise.
Nephi, I think, just recently saw a production of that and really enjoyed it. I remember when I read it, I was probably in my late 20s, and I identified with like Biff and the others, the younger characters, much more.
Yourself.
I still, it's one of those plays that I've never seen the play live, and I probably would never really want to, but I think I did watch the movie.
Well,
At least one of the movies.
I mean, there's enough versions of it out there that you can catch it if you really want to. Yeah, it was interesting. Hacks just finished up this week on
Oh,
HBO.
yes. Yes, Mr.
It
Michael Sage told me that what's her name needs to win all the awards. Jean Smart.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to mention. I don't know if I've ever mentioned to you before, but I've seen Jean Smart live on stage before. It was up at Ashland, Oregon, and she was playing the mother in Long Day's Journey Tonight, and she had to be in her early 20s at the time. I mean, I think I was 16 or 15 or 16, and she was, and she's not that much older than I am. So it was her, and her son was played by William Hurt. Just a weird situation that would have happened at, well, because you go to these festivals and you never think you're going to see somebody that's going to be a star years later. So. And then I ended up seeing William Hurt again in New York back in what was it, 79, in a play called Fifth of July. So it was yeah.
Yeah,
So anyway.
that's how I felt with what's the guy? His name's not coming to me right away, but he's been in friggin' everything. He's a black actor. He was in Kinky Boots, and he's been on tons of TV shows.
Oh, Wayne Brady.
No, girl.
Oh, well, he's been
No.
in Kinky Boots and he's in a ton of shows.
Wayne Brady's been in Kinky Boots?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Wayne Brady's been in Kinky Boots. He did the Wiz. He played the Wizard and the Wiz on Broadway. He's done a lot. He's been in Hamilton.
Now that I think I knew.
I think he played Aaron Burr.
Okay, I was talking about Billy Porter.
Oh,
Anyway,
okay.
I met Billy Porter when I thought he was I mean, he was young. He was dating Ari Gold. He was someone that I thought was kind of a dippy guy. And now he's like super famous and everything.
And a pain in the ass.
I don't know about that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it
He
well,
was
and it's too.
a handful, let me tell you.
I've had to deal with those too when I was at VPD, where you get these celebrities in, and they're like, you just love them, and then you find out they're wicked.
Well,
So.
and like he, I don't think he was wicked. I think he was just young and dingy. And like RuPaul, when we brought RuPaul here, from what I understand, she was fine, but she had a handful. And girl, that woman had, man had a writer like you would not believe. So
Okay,
anyway.
well, that's kind of my week. I know you're going to talk about the boys. Did you finish it? Okay.
So we'll start with that then. And I did finish The Boys. I thought it was fine. I was very happy with the conclusion of Homelander for me, and I thought it was hilarious how the things that he was saying when he was down on his knees on, and it was on live TV and everything. When he said the one thing, I was just like, wow, okay, that's
But what I liked was how the one guy was like, "Well, we got to kill all of them, right? Right?" And it's like, "No, we're not going to do that." It's like, "Oh no, big mistake, big mistake. You're going to end up with a, another Homelander coming out sooner or later."
Hopefully not, but yeah, I thought it was fine. I'm glad it wrapped up. It wrapped up well. I'm glad that they gave a little bit of an ending to the ones from what was it, V
Gen
Venom?
V.
Yes, Gen V. I'm glad that they kind of brought them into it and brought that to a close too. So,
Yeah, I heard that there's going to be a different a spinoff from here, and I'm not, I
yeah,
can't remember what it was, but it was like, why? Guys, come on.
yeah,
Don't keep trying to profit off of what's done.
right. You wrapped it up. You wrapped it up nicely. The only thing that I will say is I kind of wish that they had done more with the deep. At the end, they ended him a little too quickly. I think he needed to have, I don't want to say suffer more, but he needed more of a conclusion than that. So,
Well, it did, but that's what happens in these shows when they try to, okay, they when they're stretching out a season and they know they're going to finish, and it's so weird because I just watched another show and the last episode of Matlock
Okay.
was ridiculous. It's like we've been playing at this for 2 years and you wrapped it up in 20 minutes.
Yeah,
The whole
exactly.
thing. And so sometimes I think that they, and I'm sure they were going, okay, we thought we could get further with this, but we can't. So let's finish it and move on.
I mean, just like the way that, like, in the last two episodes, all the major soup characters were just, done. Boop. And it was almost like when they killed him, it was an afterthought. And that's, it just seems like you built them up to be so freaking evil. Give them a juicy, so that we're like, ha. But anyway, no. But still, I was fine with it, and I'm glad
Yeah,
it's.
me too. I was glad that how it ended. I would have even liked a heavier ending, like I said, that there's no soups coming back ever. But I can see where it's like with anything, you sit there and go, well, what if years from now we want to come back and make some money again? And I get that. That's fine.
Okay. So there was that. And then I watched Naked and Afraid Apocalypse, which is one of their offshoot series. They only had one season, eight episodes. And basically, they took 12 of the people that were kind of the hardcore repeat Naked and Afraiders, and they dropped them into this area that was like a, I don't know, like a 15 mile, 30 mile, whatever area. And so anyway, yeah, so there's the offshoot, and they take 12. Oh, so it's like a 10, or no, it's got to be like a 20 mile space in Africa, where it's like 100 to 115 degrees, like pretty much every day. There's very scarce water. There's, of course, all the stuff that you're used to on Naked and Afraid, except that they're in a place that where people haven't lived for probably 10 years, and there's there's been a fire that went through there and burned up everything. So, I mean, it's just like this crazy kind of shit. Anyway, I really enjoyed most of it. Most of the character people that they've had on there are good character. Well, they're not characters, they're people, but you know, it still feels kind of like they're characters in a way, because they just act so crazy sometimes. But anyway, it's actually a really good offshoot, and I enjoyed it probably more than the last couple seasons of Naked and Afraid. Then I watched The Other Bennett Sister, which is a BritBox show. It is based on I believe Jane Austen's work, and this is, well, the Jane Bennett, and follows her. She's the awkward one that the mother just cannot handle, because she's trying to marry off all five of her daughters. And she's got four of them that are just, in her eyes, perfect and beautiful, and then there's Jane, who wears glasses and is a little bit more bookish, and yet she turns out to be the one of them that is like the coolest. And you follow her adventure as she basically grows up and learns to stand on her own 2 feet and finds her own, and then she finds like two guys that are very eligible bachelors who are both wanting to court her. And anyway, it's really, really fun. If you like Bridgerton, this is, I'm not going to say as scandaloso as Bridgerton is, but it's the same kind of period vein. They do mixed casting, so everybody of every race is equal. There's no weirdness or anything about, you know, that type of thing. It's just a very fun show. Yeah, so I definitely say go check it out. There's 10 episodes. I finished up Heated Rivalry. I had just the last episode to go, and it took me quite a while to get to it. I loved the last episode. I don't really get how everybody went so freaking gaga over the series. I'm glad they did. I love that we have, you know, shows like this that capture more than just a niche gay audience, that, you know, it's embraced by the larger community as well. Yeah, the last episode, they did really, really well with it and really enjoyed it. Then I went on to watch the new Jack Ryan film with John Krasinski, over on Amazon Prime. This is supposed to be the one that kind of wraps up all the, you know, all the other series, the three series, the four series that they had. I was bored. It was a very pedestrian film. I just. The Jack Ryan stuff and him being in it have been really fun, and I've enjoyed the series. This was just could have been any knockoff shoot 'em up spy film. And yeah, so if that's what they're going to churn out, then it's good that it's done. Then I went on to watch Spider Noir, which is also on Amazon Prime. It is a series, 8 episodes, with Nicolas Cage, and starring as Spider-Man in another universe. And you can watch it in either Technicolor or black and white. I chose black and white to watch it. Which probably was a better option. It also stars as the bad guy, Mr. Mad-Eye Moody. Took me a while. I'm like, God, I know his voice. Who is he? So finally I looked it up, and it's Mad-Eye.
Wait, are you sure it wasn't what's his name?
David Tennant,
Yeah.
Barty Crouch
Barty
Jr.
Crouch Jr., that's right.
Yeah.
Barty Crouch Jr.
Yeah. It was fun. My mom's re-listening to the Harry Potters again, so I hear it every once in a while. Yeah, so it's good. It's a good show, but it is one of those that they could have done six episodes and it would have been tighter and better. I don't think the love interest type thing was very well done. But even though I have no problem with Nicolas Cage, and I think he did fine, except that the kind of accent and stuff they had him do, I was like, okay, well, this is noir, so I guess that's normal, but whatever. But the side characters were the best part of this. His secretary was absolutely freaking amazing. The journalist, the black journalist in there, absolutely amazing. So they had wonderful performances. The leads, especially the women, the female women leads, okay. So yeah, but anyway, it's fun, it's worth the watch if you like the Spider-Man stuff. And then I watched Good Omens season three, which is one film. It's a movie finale. I did not think that. I thought I was going to watch a whole nother series, but nope, it's just one movie and it's done. And it was wonderful. They wrapped it up. It's unabashedly gay. They and the two end up together at the end. It's just, it was a really fun show and so many great characters and performances and stars, especially if you know British stuff. There's so many British stars in it. They're just priceless. So anyway, very fun. Definitely go watch that. And then the only other thing that I really watched is I got to go to the theater and watch Star Wars The Mandalorian and Grogu, which I've been looking forward to seeing, and it was great. I'm not going to say it's the best Star Wars film or, you know, oh my God, run to the theater, you need to see it. But I will say it's a great movie to see on a Sunday afternoon. You're just having fun. We did end up not realizing that we were going to see the 3D version, which did not make a bit of sense, except that the glasses that we had to wear were just not great. But other than that, very fun film. You only get to see Pedro Pascal for 2 minutes of the film. The rest of the time, he's supposed to be in the Mandalorian costume. And let me tell you, there were some times when that Mandalorian was walking through the scene, swishing away. And I actually leaned over to Clint at one point and I said, "Why is he sashaying? He's so gay." But you know he's probably not in that suit. He's just doing the voiceover and then a 2-minute scene. But they did great with the Grogu. It didn't look like a cheesy puppet thing. Now the little tiny puppet guys on there, they did. But yeah, it's a fun show. Go see it. I did get to stop at Five Below, which should be called Five Above because there's hardly anything in there that's below five. But I got to get some Funko Pop minis, including Colin and Queen Charlotte from the Bridgertons. I would like Anthony, but I could not find an Anthony. So hopefully I'll be able to do that without, you know, having to pay much of anything. And I got a new Snoopy. It's very interesting because I had a Snoopy that's in a colorful costume. This is the same Snoopy in the costume, but it's black and white, so it's noir. Kind of fun. And then finally, I've been writing again, very slowly but surely, and I'll be sharing some of that on Patreon soon. That's my week. So, love it or hate it, karaoke.
Hate
What? But you're so good at it.
it. No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I can't hear the key.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I'm always off. If somebody else is singing, I can sing along and then I'm in the right key. But to start off, I'm always it's terrible. And it's usually the songs I want to sing are set up for somebody with a much higher, like a tenor.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was watching a show on theater, and they were interviewing two of the guys from Ragtime, and they go, "So what would be your big wish for that big change in theater?" And they go, "Oh, it would be roles for people who are baritones." Because so
Yeah.
much, I mean, so much is meant for tenors. I mean, you remember in the 70s, that's what always drove me crazy was Manilow and John Denver and everybody and Michael Jackson, everybody's high
Yes.
voices, the Bee Gees. And so it was like,
So when you
it's
got a
like,
Barry White in there, you're like, oh.
well, or Neil Diamond, somebody
Oh, yeah.
that sounded like an adult male. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how many times can you have Old Man River in a show?
That's right. So I'm not a big fan, and I don't like the fact. The other thing about karaoke is there's two people at karaoke. There's the people who are aces at it,
Yes.
that just go up there and they sound like they're auditioning for American Idol. And then there's the people that are drunk that shouldn't be singing. So it's either painful or it's ridiculous. So.
Yeah. I've only done it twice, and that was basically I was dragged on both times. And all it's usually ends up being a duet of something from Greece, and I always end up having to be the Sandy. So
Well, because you've got the
melody
curves.
on. So yeah, so I have to figure out how to sing higher, and it doesn't work for me anyway. But yeah, I think it could be fun to just go and watch karaoke, but I've seen some kick-ass freaking karaoke. Remember the bars when they would do the piano nights and the sing-alongs and stuff like that?
No.
Yeah, well, of course you don't. All right, well, it's time to have some controversy as we talk about Hey Chubbs. Starting with Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, a Florida woman went viral for a traffic stop in which an officer accused her of being on the cell phone using her right hand. The problem, she doesn't have a right hand. Body cam footage shows that the officer persists in his accusations, even though it's clear he is wrong. Question, if the video had ever gone viral, oh, had never gone viral, do you think the outcome would have been the same? Why or why not?
No, because they'll always take the cop's word for it.
Well, I would say that, except that she took him to court and showed the judge her hand, no, that she didn't have a hand.
Yeah, but then they would have gone, oh, it's probably, of course, she can't drive and be on holding a cell phone. I get it, but if she would have had to gone through more steps to get it done. I know that when I was on jury duty one time, and I was just an alternate, so I didn't get to vote, but it was about these two kids. It was a Sunday morning. They were on a motorcycle, and this cop decides that he's going to follow them. Like, two kids can't be on a motorcycle at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning. So he follows them, calls out, all the a helicopter shows up, more police cars, because these guys are drug dealers or something. And it went on and on, and I'm just thinking, this cop just decided to do whatever he wanted to do. And this was a non-issue that he made into an issue. And everybody but one person on the jury said the cop was right. And I'm like, wow, you sat there and listened to this. How can you believe? Because they believe cops. And I'm not saying don't believe the cop, but he's just because it's a cop doesn't mean he's right. Cops can make mistakes too. But most of the time people think, oh, well, the cop's not going to make a mistake. It was the other person. It has to be. They're infallible. And I'm thinking, no, they're not.
And that's one that I would automatically think the other way myself, but yeah, I get it. Okay. Timothy wants to know, hey, Jobs. No. In April, there was a gay cruise offered to members of the conservative LGBT community. Organizers and attendees praised the cruise as it an inclusive space for normal gays who wanted to socialize without progressive politics and themes. Question. Which tends to be stronger, a person's identity, such as being LGBTQ plus, or their ident or their political beliefs? Well, in my opinion, I think that the person's identity of being LGBTQ plus is stronger because that's who they are. Political ideals and beliefs are chosen, and in this case, these people chose to be sellout assholes, and so I don't care about their fucking cruise.
Well, and I just hate it's the normal thing that's the
Yeah,
bother here.
exactly.
And
You ain't
it's like
normal.
and the thing is what I don't like about the cruises is that they are cruises.
Well,
And
yeah.
because I wouldn't mind a gay cruise that is like you've got Kathy Griffin and you got
Yeah.
These great comedians and you might have porn stars or whatever, but are gay related celebrities, that's fine. But when it becomes, you're being followed to your cabin by scary people and it's just a big, you walk down the aisle and half the doors are left open. And it's like,
Yeah.
maybe I'm just to an age where sex is not my main goal.
I can understand that. But for this, no, I have never met a conservative gay person who
Oh,
considers themselves,
really?
no, let me finish,
Okay.
who says, oh yeah, I'm so normal or whatever, or who shuts up about it, because every conservative gay person I know that is right wing spouts it wherever the fuck they go and say, and it's basically a look at me, I'm different. I'm not falling in with the status quo of gay people. I'm so special and different. No, you're just an asshole.
Well, I think it's just because, I mean, I agree, honestly, but I just think it's to a point where the people don't want to be locked into the cruisy, sex-oriented, or drag queen-oriented idea of what gay people are. And because I remember there was always a meme that you hated. I'm not one of those gays that has to go shopping or go to brunch or this or that. And this you're at the end, you're like, well, then fuck off. Who cares?
Well, yeah, it's like
We don't need to
if that's not
to
you,
hear it
that's
from you.
fine, but who cares? Yeah, that's the thing is who cares? You don't
It's
like doing that stuff? Okay, that's fine, but you don't have to be an asshole to other people that do.
that do like it, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I offended all two listeners. All right. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know. When I was in school, there was a program called the Gifted and Talented Kids called GATE. I wasn't a part of it, but I knew people who were. I always thought it was for smart people, but recently, former members have come forward claiming that it was not about math or English, but a government program to test psychic abilities in America's youth. I know, sounds like a conspiracy theory until you see that people who don't even know each other have a shared experience. Were you a member of GATE or know anyone who was?
I knew people that were. I mean, I had missed out. I was 2 points away from getting into it.
Well, I
Because
was
you.
in it. I was in GATE, and then the program was different in a different district, and it was called ALPS, which I don't know what the hell that stood for. But yeah, I was part of that. And yeah, there was no higher learning. It was all like, I don't even know. It was experiments and playing. They would give you like they would give you a sketch that was like a house that was all lines, and you had to draw the lines of the house without redoing any of the lines of the house. It was all like brain teasers and I don't know, just weird stuff that had nothing to do with that. So I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if it were something like that.
Yeah, I
Because
don't.
the article said that it was all to try to find out if you had any type of psychic abilities or anything that could be used by the CIA for to be recruited to the CIA for, stuff like that.
Yeah, I've never. All I remember was you got to. They got to go to like 2 or 3 times a month. They would go to see a play. They would go to a museum. They'd go to some a special event. But
Yeah.
I don't remember it being any other thing. I just know that it was 2 points away, and I was pissed.
Well, you honestly didn't miss much. I was kind of a little bit of an outcast in that because I remember the other kids in the GATE program were ones that were more academically and experimentally, oriented. And for me, my because yeah my what did I say my gifts were not that. My IQ and everything may have been whatever, but I was not like the Einstein. I was the logic person, like, no, that doesn't make sense. And I asked why all the time until they got tired of it. So anyway, but yeah, that's very interesting. That's very, I would not be surprised
I
if that.
wouldn't be surprised, but I'm surprised.
Yeah. Well, you weren't there because you didn't qualify. That's sad.
What was your IQ?
I'm not going to share that on here. But
You never.
I'll tell you privately afterwards.
Okay. All
Well,
right.
just because it's silly, and I just think that it's kind of ridiculous. Anyway, all right. I remember Back to the Future.
Yeah, I told you I watched it a couple weeks ago.
Yes, you
And
did.
then I saw the play, the musical,
Yeah.
a couple weeks ago.
I remember it as being a culture event. I actually got to see my science teacher. When I was 15, my science teacher actually took me by herself. She was no longer my teacher, so it was okay. Yeah, but she took me to
Did you
see.
fuck her?
Girl, please. She was a
Okay.
lesbian. I did not realize it at the time, but later on, I realized, oh yes, she
Well,
was.
she probably thought you were a lesbian.
So yeah, she took me to see that, and I absolutely just loved it so much. And then she actually, on a separate time, she took me to see E.T. And again, a film that just changed me and made me love science fiction so much. Anyway, all right. Well, what's in your lunchbox? Mr. Moose wrote in with some beautiful photos and said, travel day means airport food. Hubby had Brunswick stew with cheddar biscuits, and I had smash burger with fries. My burger had a mayo based sauce on it that was good, and the fries had Cajun seasoning. That's pretty awesome.
This is airport food?
I know, right? It doesn't look
Jeez.
like it, does it?
I
That's
know, it's
good. That
crazy.
burger. All right. Flight was delayed yesterday. We got to Manhattan late. We had just enough time to drop bags off in the room and head toward the theater to see Dog Day Afternoon. Wow.
Cool.
How was that? We were really hungry. Goldfish crackers didn't keep one full long. We dropped in Cosmic Diner, which was right behind the theater. I had spaghetti, really great, and it had tons of meat with a touch of oregano. And again, that looks good. I do love spaghetti, but.
We had it last night for dinner.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I had
Did you
leftover
guys do the whole
chili.
noodle thing?
What?
You guys do the whole
No,
noodle
no.
thing? Oh.
No, I had leftover chili from a couple nights ago, so I put that in with the sauce and then just
Nice.
redid it. So it was nice, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Ordered a chicken sandwich, but didn't expect it to be this big.
That's big.
Yeah. Two fried chicken breasts. Wow.
Two?
Yeah. Two
Holy
thick
shit.
pieces of mild cheddar cheese, bacon, avocado, arugula, and garlic aioli. Too much for me to eat. Big pile of really good fries. That would be too much for me, but I would still attempt it. That was just beautiful. All right, more Asian food. Hubby had chicken pad thai. He said it was good. I had Singapore noodles with chicken and shrimp. Had a light curry sauce. Was good. It looks good. I haven't had
Yeah.
Asian food in a long time. We went shopping today and stopped in an Asian market. I got sesame chicken. Was good. A glimpse of hubby's shrimp and lobster sauce. Oh, lobster sauce. That's very good. Thank you so much, Mr. Moose, for sending those in. Those are just lovely, and now I'm hungry again. So
I know it sucks now.
actually that plate of that we just talked about. Oh my gosh, that looks so good.
Well, I can't figure out which one I want.
Yeah. I'll go
Because
for the chicken breast sandwich
well,
first,
the chicken
though.
breast sandwich looks really good, but the sesame chicken looks excellent, and so does Hubby's Pad Thai and his smash burger. Oh my God, all of it
It
looks
all
good.
looks good, yeah.
I'm kind of interested in what Hubby got, the soup with the biscuits. That looks really kind of nice. It looks warm though. I tend
Yeah.
not to eat this kind of stuff when it's warm.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yum.
Well, if you want to see these photos, and you do, just go over to our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. And you can also email us anything for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And you can find my other projects and books over at justkisstheguy.com. But make sure that you.
If you're watching us on YouTube, you can see that I dyed my beard or my mustache and my goatee to match my hair. And I look like the
You even
evil.
dyed my eyes to match my hair.
Yeah, but you can't see anymore. And then, so with the, I look like in Mirror Mirror, the Star Trek episode where
Yes.
the evil Captain Kirk and the evil Mr. Spock, I look like I'm an evil Tom. So,
Yes.
and that, but if you
That's
are
good.
watching us on YouTube, you can see that. But go ahead and leave us a like, subscribe, and let us know that it's you that's come in to watch us. So,
Yes. And thank you so much for the guys that have left comments over there. I really appreciate it. It's very nice to see. And all right. Well, thank you for joining us. We love you. Happy Pride Month. And we'll catch you in a week. Bye.
bye.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.